True Christians love Christ because of His wondrous love which He bears to them. He loves them with a first love and with a free love. He loves them with a tender and compassionate love, with an active or doing love, with a passive or suffering love. His love is infinite, without bounds of limits. His love is superlative, without comparison. His love is transcendent, beyond comprehension. His love is immutable, without change. His love is eternal, without termination or end. He loved them when they were polluted in their sins and washed them with His own blood. He loved them when they were naked in their souls and clothed them with robes of His righteousness. He loved them in their sickness and sorrows and is their comforter. He loves them in their needs and straits and is their benefactor. He loves them in life and is the life of their souls. He loves them at death and is the stay of their hearts. And He loves them after death and will be their portion forever. Thomas Vincent. O eternal God and most gracious Father, I, your unworthy servant, do cast down myself at the footstool of your grace, acknowledging that I have inherited the corruption of my father, and in thought, word, and deed have transgressed all your holy commandments. In me naturally there dwells nothing that is good, for my heart is full of secret pride, anger, impatience, lying, lust, vanity, profaneness, distrust, too much love for myself and the world, and too little love of you and your kingdom. If you should enter into judgment with me and search out my natural corruption and observe all the cursed fruits and effects that I have derived from it, Satan might justly challenge me for his own, and I could not expect anything from you but your wrath and condemnation, which I have long ago deserved. But, good Father, for Jesus Christ, your dear Son's sake, in whom only you are well pleased, and for the merits of that bitter death and bloody passion which He has suffered for me, have mercy upon me, pardon and forgive all my sins, and free me from the shame and confusion which is due to me for them. Amen. Lewis Bailey.